Let's bring into the studio the newly back together again band that are All Saints. Hello! Here come the lovely ladies.
Hi,
lovely ladies.
Hello.
Wow. Look at this. All Saints, Dave.
It's like going back to the late 90s.
All Saints. And you haven't changed a bit.
Oh, thanks.
Back together again.
Yep.
You didn't spend all that money already, did you?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, Shaznay, I saw you shopping in Gap.
It wasn't Gap. It was Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, was it? Okay.
The posh version.
Yeah, posh Gap.
Yeah.
Are you cold, Nicole?
No, I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Because it's our first thing together, and our single's going to get played.
It is going to get played. You're all right, don't worry. Okay. So, I'll look after you. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
You don't be nervous.
I'm just not very well this morning.
No, you're not?
That's
bottled. Are you coldy?
Yeah, a little bit. It's from my son.
Listen, I have tissues.
Oh, wicked.
Because I'm not very well either.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Not good, but...
Well, yeah.
We're all sick.
Hi, Melanie.
Hello.
Apparently you were singing the words to Celebrity Tarzan, our jingle.
Yep.
Oh, okay, good. If you want to record it, by the way, it's not a problem. I own the PRS, though. And where's... doesn't matter, we'll do that in a minute. So, why are you all... But talk to me how... I'm fascinated by this, and I deliberately haven't read anything, because I want to ask you how you're all back together again. How does it all happen?
Just because we made up, basically. It's that simple. We started talking again.
So, can I ask you how you all fell out?
It's kind of out there.
That's what the real answer.
Because we hated each other. Yeah, but, we absolutely were sick of each other.
Who went first? Did you go first?
Well,
Melanie?
I left a couple of times.
Right.
I left a couple of times too.
We all left a couple of times. But then the last, I don't know, yes, it was kind of like we really hate each other this time.
But how did you, was it just because you spent so much time together?
It was a build-up. Yeah. It was a build-up and we kept kind of getting over it. And then finally it was like, no, we're not having it anymore. And that was it. It was a build-up.
But we didn't stay for the money.
No.
So that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So then who made the first move to get the four of you back together again?
Mel.
Really?
Me and Nick were in the south of France last summer together, separated. And we both knew the same... But we had both had a mutual friend.
Right.
And then she got us back in.
And she went, come on, you guys.
Kissing my car. And we did. And then we got back to London and we all went out for dinner. And it was like...
That simple.
Who was the hardest person to pull back in? I reckon it would have been Shaznay.
Really?
No. Yeah. It was Shaznay that said to Mel, call Nick in the south of France.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Go for it.
Yeah. There you go.
So she was a mutual friend.
No.
Someone else. No, but she rang me and told me.
No, I said, what do you reckon?
Okay.
Go for it, Mel.
Yeah.
It was nice.
And Natalie, you were just sitting there going, yeah, whatever.
That was in Mexico with the Prodigy. Really hungover.
No, that was before.
That was when I got the call about the band reuniting.
Oh, right.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, so, no, I thought we were just being friends.
So, in other words, you know, so they were all on their arse, Dave, right? One, two of them in the south of France, one's in Mexico, all sitting there going, where did our lives go wrong? What's the, you know, Shaznay was... Did you live in LA for a while, Shaznay?
No, I was out there writing.
Did you?
Okay.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Because we just bumped into
each other. I know.
It's like,
hi.
How
are
you? I was there on holiday.
Were you? Yeah. You weren't writing, were you?
I wasn't writing anything, no. So is it nice? How long have you been back together again as a foursome, as mates then?
About a year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As friends.
And is it nice?
It's wicked.
And have you all said to each other, have you all had one of those little moments where you've gone, we should have done this a long time ago?
Oh, God, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was so simple. The process was so simple. It was like, why just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was silly.
I think the hardest, not the hardest thing, but the most sort of like, ooh, thing was getting back together as a band. Getting back together as friends, that was cool.
Easy.
Right, easy.
Yeah.
Easy. But then when the sort of opportunity, well, not opportunity, it was somebody that approached me about the four of us working together, and it actually took me a few days to even think about mentioning it to the girls because we hadn't had that discussion at all. So when I did, it was a bit...
Well, what was the call like, Nick?
She called me up and she went, hi, how's your day? No. Oh, it's good. I need to ask you something. I said, what? Well, you know what I'm going to ask you, don't you? And I said, no. And she went, Nicole, you know what I'm going to ask you, don't you?
Oh, my God, and you thought she was coming on to you. Right.
No, she does something else when she comes on to me. No, and it took, I mean, I did get what she was going to ask me, but I made her tell me, and she was so uncomfortable. And then she went,
see, Shaznay, the power games have started already. She knew, but she made you say it. I want to hear the words. Say the words.
What did you say, Shaz?
No, I can't even say it now. I can't even say it now. It's just one of the things. I said it once, and that's it. I wouldn't say it again. It's just really weird.
And then she said to me, can you ask the other two?
Hang on, so you start working together again.
Yeah.
Now, who writes? Do you all write together, or how does that work? The four of you write together, or...?
No, everyone's been writing on their own.
Right.
Everyone's been writing on their own, and it's been good, because at the end of the day, the last 5 years, everybody's established their own thing and grown in their own way, so it's nice for everybody to sort of come forward and kind of contribute.
So how does this work, then? How many years apart were you as friends? 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then you get friends again, and then you start working together again, or you're writing separately, and then you're bringing your stuff to the table. Now, somebody has to be the first person who goes, I don't really like that, but I don't want to be the first person to start being argumentative, because then it looked like, oh my God, I don't know what to do.
Everyone said it. That was one of the first conversations we had when we decided to work together. It was like, right, okay, you know what? Honesty, because I think that's what went wrong the first time was you let things build up and build up, and so one little thing like that just ends up being like that because nobody spoke about it like 4 months ago. So now we've kind of said, you know what? It's cool, because at the end of the day, more than...
Darling, I love you. Your lyrics are crap.
We've been told.
I think it's fascinating. I really do. I love just the whole dynamic of it and the whole, you know, how it all breaks down and how you all get it back together. I think it's really interesting.
Cool.
Thanks.
There you go. Cool. Do you recognise Jocelyn, by the way, behind you? You know, Jocelyn who looked after you today.
Well, we recognise her from about... like 10 minutes ago, yeah.
Jocelyn, come here.
Yeah.
Oh. You've met All Saints before, haven't you?
I've met Nick and Nat.
Oh, is it Nick and Nat?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
Well, how did you talk us through that, Joss? Because just trying to maybe jog their memories how you met.
It's early.
Well, I did win a competition once, but not to meet you. I won something that Nick had signed. It was way back in the beginning when you started. Like, I was a huge fan. You were like the first band I got into. Loved you.
Oh, look, there's love happening. Oh, isn't that sweet?
Oh, I would hug you.
I heard Jocelyn, I heard that you entered a Top of the Pops magazine competition.
Oh, yeah, I did enter.
And
that.
You won some signed hairspray.
That's right, and some lipstick. Which you'd already used.
That's brilliant.
Oh my God, hairspray.
Yeah, brilliant.
It was so in the beginning.
Right, listen. Let's play. Do you want to hear the record?
Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
This is the All Saints' new song. They're back together again. This is All Saints on Radio 1 with Rocksteady. There it is. That's All Saints and Rocksteady. That is the new single. Dave, what a moment to witness that was.
We were part of something special then. It was tears and tissues. And
there was hugs. There was loving going on.
And we rock.
There was that little moment of, it's our single on the radio. That was quite sweet to watch.
It was.
You know, I like that. There's hugging going on. Natalie sat at the back on her own on the couch. There'll still be tension there, Dave, I'm telling you. I think if, you know, we should watch her, it could be trouble. So that's Rocksteady, which is due out on November the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, well, we're going to break for the news. We can all have a breather now. They seem as we're all giddy. They're all like, oh, hugging and dancing.
It's a special day.
Yeah.
Give it 6 months and I'll be like this. Don't touch me, you bitch. Get off me. All about this. Oh, God, it's a single again. It's another interview at 8:30 in the morning. Anyway, All Saints are here. We'll talk more with them in a few minutes. We'll ask them lots of hilarious questions. Bless you. Are you all right, Nat?
Yeah.
Oh, everyone's got the lurgy, man.
I know, everyone's sick.
Let's get some news from Dominic.
It's now 8:37.
I'm hanging out with All Saints, Dom.
I know, get you, look.
And they've just been talking about you off the air.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Melanie, who's the only person out of All Saints who actually listens to the show.
Yeah, that's nice.
Was just saying to the rest of the girls, you know, when you listen to him, he sounds like some old guy in a suit. But then when you see him, isn't it a surprise?
God love it. Thank you, Mel. I think that's a compliment.
It is a compliment.
Thank you very much.
I'm quite surprised that you... I don't think you sound old.
No, I said mature.
You said old. You
said after you said old, suit. I said mature.
She said old, bald dude in a suit.
Actually, I know.
When you see me, I'm just, you know, young, fresh and sexy.
Young, bald dude in a track suit.
In a track suit.
You'd look like you're dressed from the waist up like one of Goldie-looking chain. That's right. Anyway, right, we've got to play a couple of things. All Saints are here. We'll just play the single, which is Rocksteady Baby. It's not Rocksteady Baby, that's and it comes out on November the 6th, and the girls are here. This is their first... It's your first interview back together again.
Yes.
How exciting. Mm-hmm. And they've already told us that they're all friends again, and it's all nice and lovely and groovy. And, and Melanie would like us to play you a song, which we play on our show, which you haven't heard yet. Do you want to tell everybody what you just said to me?
Well, every time you play it, because me and my daughter Lil are having breakfast at the time, and Lil is finding out more than she needs to know.
Does she get embarrassed?
Yes, she does, and I get probably more embarrassed.
Well, let's play.
Don't play it now, my child's going
to
hear it.
No, you've got to hear this.
It's nice.
Listen.
Honestly, don't listen, Jean.
It's an education of sorts.
Mom, close your ears.
It's beautiful.
It's the first thing on my mind when I wake.
Mom, why did you bring this up?
It's beautiful.
It's the last thing on my mind when night defeats the day.
Stop looking at me, Natalie.
I need it so bad.
Happy birthday.
And it's so
good. Let me make you feel like a man. Baby, let's have sex.
There you go. Oh, sorry. And then, I'm not meant to play the other bit.
They shouldn't go together.
Nick dedicated that to Liam for his birthday this morning.
Happy birthday, Liam.
Oh, it's Liam's birthday today. And can you believe it? He's the big 4-0. Have you got him a present?
Yes, I did.
Does he know what it is yet?
I took him shopping the other day, but I'm going to take him out for dinner tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
McDonald's?
No, KFC.
Oh, wow. when you said you took him shopping, what did you buy him?
A beautiful wool coat and a leather bag.
A what?
A leather suitcase.
A man bag.
Hang on a second, a suitcase or a bag?
A suitcase.
Man bag.
A man bag.
A suitcase.
You got Liam a man bag. What are you doing to him? Seriously.
He's still not going to be home.
Liam's got a man bag.
you're killing him, woman. What are you doing?
I can picture his face.
Don't be the Yoko Ono to Oasis. You bought Liam Gallagher
a man bag.
A man bag.
Oh, can you say his name a little bit more clearer?
Oh my God!
Oh,
you're listening,
you're
Noel.
In trouble. It's a suitcase.
Hi, Liam. It's Chris here. Happy birthday! I hope you're enjoying your suitcase, which is handy for keeping all his products in,
such as his mobile in it, right?
Moisturizer.
He only has a mobile and a wallet.
And a handbag.
That's a suitcase.
Okay, all right. I'm just messing. I'm just joking. Oh. Do you know what? It's a lovely gesture from the woman that he loves.
Oh, good.
A girly present.
I got him a Barbie.
Yeah. Just get him some Jack Daniels and a straw or something to go
That's
with
tonight.
It.
Tonight.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, happy birthday, Liam. Right, so All Saints are here. We'll chat more in a few seconds. What jingle should we have, Dave?
That one.
Okay, let's have this one. Come and join us, Natalie.
I can't wait.
Michael Gray in the Weekend. It's 10 to 9. It's BBC Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. And All Saints are here. It's their first interview, all back together again. Do you know, it's so weird, but it's so lovely. It's like having your next door neighbours move back again after they've moved away. But it is. And I mean that in a nice way. And it's all coming out this morning. Nick has revealed that she bought Liam, her lovely man, for his birthday, handbag.
Man bag.
And then said, no, I meant suitcase. So then you've gone off to ring him during the last record.
And he said, if you slag off his man bag, he'll put you in it.
I don't know what that means. I wouldn't slag it off, that's fine. I heard a rumour about them, maybe you can clear this up. Are they re-recording Acquiesce?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thrown something, I don't know. I'll call him in the next break.
Okay, yeah.
Just call him each time for different questions.
Oh, yeah.
Ask Liam.
Right, so, what else have I got to talk to you about? Now, Melanie, you're a mummy.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie, you're a mummy.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, you're a mummy.
Mm-hmm.
Shazna, you're not a mummy.
I'm a mummy.
Oh, you are a mummy.
Oh. I'm a mummy to a 6.5-month-old boy.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
So, all four of you are yummy mummies.
Yeah.
Wicked. There's something quite sexy about that.
Yeah.
To a man. I think so, yeah.
We have hips.
Yes, you do. But no, but that, I think there's something. Do you think that? I think something quite sexy about that.
All saints, all mummies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, but how do you feel now? Now, obviously, you're going to be doing your own thing, and because you're all a little bit older and a bit wiser and a bit more mature, and I mean that in a genuine way.
Yeah.
So you look at the young girls today, like Girls Aloud and the Sugar Babes. Now, I would find it very hard to not look down my nose at those girls and go, you don't know what's coming. And especially Girls Aloud. I'd be looking at them going, any day now, you're all going to start rowing.
They probably are already.
Mm. Well, I think they are.
Yeah.
But I think, you know... But
it's a normal. Good thing.
It's normal.
It's a good
it's
thing.
It's normal.
Aren't they bringing out greatest hits already, Girls Aloud?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. So, who are your rivals? Will you have rivals, or do you not care? Are you just pleased to be back?
Darling. I hope we haven't got rivals. I don't think we do we?
Oh, no, I don't know. No,
I don't know.
Well, no, but you don't yet, but I'm saying in your eyes, is there anyone you're going, right, we're after them, we're after that market?
No.
Nah. Oh, Shazna, that was a telling laugh.
No. Like,
yes, there is.
Funny. No, I thought it was funny what you
said.
Okay, all right. No, not
so there's
all.
No one that you've got your eye on going, we're going to have all of your sales.
I don't even know of half the people that are out now. I know other Girls Aloud, obviously, and Sugar Babes, but kind of stopped there. I don't...
Steps.
No. Oh, they're so our rivals.
Bewitched.
And them.
Yeah. There's all of these bands you've got to take on head-to-head. Then, yes. Of course, you've got your boy bands like 9-1-1 and...
Mm. I'd rather be a rival to a boy band.
Mm.
Would you?
Mm.
All right. Then we could set up our boy band, Dave.
What, Ghetto Life?
Yeah, go head-to-head.
Ghetto
head-to-head with all saints. What do you think? Bless you.
I think we need to become friends again. And start from this.
We need to fall out first and then...
And then start again.
Get yourself a jacket. That's how you start.
Is that how you start?
Yeah.
Was it all over a jacket?
Oh, that was just... The jacket was a jacket in the coffin.
Really?
It wasn't a jacket. It was a suitcase, Dave. It was a woman's jacket. Now, what's that? What's that story?
Oh, no, long. That's long and old.
Slow. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
it was like 3/4 length.
Yeah.
So more of a coat than a jacket.
A blazer.
A blazer.
Right. A waistcoat.
Look at the cover.
Oh, my gosh.
Babies.
Later.
Look at the cover of your album.
Do
your
we look hung over
on.
There?
No.
Because we were.
Oh, were we?
Badly.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't.
This album, I stare at this album for hours on end, and I've got to be honest, your breasts, Shazna, are amazing in this album cover. Amazing. I can't take my eyes off them.
Stop it.
They're huge.
Have you been staring at that picture for 8 years?
Do you still have that tattoo?
I do.
Wow.
You
want
to see it?
Oh, no, please don't. So that on the front cover, that just... They're right in the middle.
We frame them, don't we?
And then on the back, who's the girl who's replaced Natalie? I just think...
Different.
But look, I just think you look so different.
Mm, no, it's too much makeup.
It's fair to say there's a fair bit of makeup.
Yeah. Too much. That wasn't my idea at the time.
Oh, well, you know, but now you're all in control. The record company are going, oh, they're going to be so difficult because they know. And... Obviously, the album had many hits on it, including Booty Call, which was one of my favourites, and Never Ever, which was... It's a mega record. It's one of the best pop records written. I love Never Ever. However, it's wrong. The beginning of it is all wrong.
What, the first line?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah, we do. No, I know.
No, but we record it.
And you've a few questions that I need to ask.
Yeah, exactly.
A few questions that I need to know.
Brilliant. I need to know some questions.
Well, yeah, but it needs to rhyme with so, though, doesn't it?
If it's deep,
but I was probably thinking...
How you could ever hurt me so.
Now, you know the question. You need the answers.
Yeah, but I need to know.
The answers, too.
But also, trying to rhyme something
with
that.
Don't try and justify it, Natalie. Sorry. Don't get all defensive.
Sorry.
Okay, uncross your arms,
I'll be
please.
Over here again.
Get your body language.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. I've gone so lightly. Where have you gone, Tiger?
Under the table.
Listen, I'm only playing the record once, no matter what you do.
I need to know what I've done wrong.
Oh, I love it.
And how long it's been going on.
Do you get embarrassed when you hear this?
I was really hungover in that as well.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why you all split up, because you were just permanently either drunk or hungover.
Probably.
Every day. Oh, my head is banging. I can't concentrate.
You're probably right.
Do you know what else? The other track I love off this album, off the first album? This is a great record.
First one, wasn't it?
That was actually the first song that Shaz ever wrote for All Saints.
And then this came out, and then came out again, didn't it?
Yeah.
Later.
We did a video parody of this.
I know. Yeah. There.
So the new stuff that you've done. How much have you recorded? Have you got an album
done?
All ready to go?
Ready to go.
What kind of stuff is it? The same kind of stuff?
I think vocally, we're always going to bring that All Saints sound together. We're kind of progress really musically. Try some different things. It's really cool.
Where have you gone? Move into the microphone a little bit, can't you?
Okay,
oh, that's better.
Hear me now.
Now I can see you.
Good.
Oh dear. I've got to turn this album cover over. I can't look you in the eye. So run me through some of the tracks there. What can we expect?
There's a bit of Scar influence.
Okay.
On the album. What else?
I think for this time we've been influenced by sort of a lot of reggae, ska, sort of 60s girl band genre, also mixed in with all that.
And if I liked this album, will I like the new album?
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yes. Okay. I think this is the best album we've made so far out of the two.
Really? Wow. That's a hell of a statement, that Mel.
But I didn't include the greatest hits or the remix album in that.
Wow. So it's good, but it's not as good as the remix album. That was what a blinder that was. Listen, it's great that you're back together again, as far as I'm concerned anyway. I was a big fan of All Saints, and I really hope it all works out and you stay together.
Thank you.
And don't row.
We won't.
And the single is Rock Steady, which comes out November the 6th. And what's the album called?
Studio One.
Wow.
There you go. In unison.
Did you record it in Studio One?
Yes.
Wow. By the way, how much money, I want to ask the Appletons, how much money have you made from that woman sitting in the back of a taxi eating chocolate?
That's Nat.
Is that just you, Nat?
You're not
Nat.
Oh.
What's that? It's Don't Worry.
Right. They still play that.
Oh, yes.
That's a great record.
That's cool. Thank you.
I like that record.
Good.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, that's in the past now. It's all about the All Saints again.
Totally.
And looking towards the future. Did you like that, Dave?
Nice, yeah. Bright new dawn.
Well, anyway, thank you for coming in. November 6th, Rocksteady, All Saints. Best of luck, and you're all fabulous.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Hayley.
Hi, Hayley.
Hi, Hayley.
She's listening in LA.
Hi, Hayley. Anybody else?
Hail Hayley.
Anybody else?
Our children.
Our children.
AIDS. Mom, Dad.
Tyler.
There you go.
Hi, Mum.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, this is all new. Well, you're a bit rusty.
Melanie says it's been a while. I think that's the quote we should leave the interview on. Because now you're opening up way too much.
Literally. That was unfortunate.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean to phrase it out like that. All Saints, ladies and gentlemen. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yay.
Right, Dave, you're going to go straight into Tedious Leap?
Yeah, if you want.
Because we're running late.
Sounding great.
By the way, Liam has got a stainless steel briefcase.
Has he?
As a present from Nick, yeah.
Steel handbag.
Right, see this link, how to get today's from yesterday's left field and open up.